Thanks for listening to the Mix, Sizzle, and Shake Your Business podcast. I'm Sue Ann, your host with the most. But the question for today is this: the most what? So, what am I thinking about? Well, here's the question for you. Why do you work? What do you work for? I mean, what's your main goal in doing your work? Whether your work is a job or your own business, what's your main purpose? And one of the reasons I'm thinking about this is because I'm trying to shift from my life's work as a professional catering production and event design company owner to a business content creator full-time. As you can imagine, it's been a long, strange trip so far. And well, I find I still feel the same when it comes to earning power and money, regardless of the industry I'm working in. And my feeling is this. First, I personally have never worked for money. Don't get me wrong. Earning is important because it's a necessity to get along in life. And like everyone else, I certainly have bills to pay. But my whole experience with money leaves me feeling even more sure that I'm doing it right. Because for me, money isn't and has never been a priority. What I'm always thinking about and worrying about is doing the best possible work I can do. Every single job. I'm much more worried about making people happy, and I love surprising or delighting my clients by doing the best I possibly can every time I work for them. Tiny order or huge project. Doesn't matter either way. Because it's still about going above and beyond. I want people to be happy to pay me because they're happy with what I do for them and they appreciate the value I bring to the table. I think this is the one thing that some customers get wrong. They mistake the mutual respect needed for an exceptional experience and don't understand that it depends on both parties valuing each other. It's not that you're doing me a favor for hiring me, but more that I'm worth what you are paying for the value I bring. And that can be a product or service. If it's worth being paid for, if it brings a value, then I have to value you just like you value me. On the other hand, if you don't respect the hard-earned money a client pays you, by providing your best effort in return for that money, then you aren't valuing your customers, just like you expect and hope for them to value you. It works both ways, right? Okay? So, you value your customers and they value you. There's no other way that it works. If a client or a boss doesn't respect or value your work, then you won't feel as great about giving it your all. Right? I guess it really is about respecting other people in general. Some folks just don't get it, but you get to decide what you're willing to accept in the end. So think about finding and operating at a level of mutual respect, and then, at least the way it always seems to work for me, the money follows. I always think of that Eddie Murphy movie. Do you remember Coming to America, I think it was called, where Eddie is a prince and he's working at McDowell's, which is the equivalent of a McDonald's in America, while he quote-unquote sows his royal oats. But even if he's mopping the floor, he takes great pride in his work. Well, that's exactly how I think people should look at work. Every job, no matter how seemingly insignificant, is really of the utmost importance. Do your best with any little job. Whatever it is, take pride in it and do your best work. Without the little things, folks, the big things can't happen. So every part is equally important. Lots of people have started at the bottom, doing that little stuff as best they can. And guess what? They ended up at the top. And that's why, from my perspective, if you do your best and give your all, eventually the money comes back to you from all the good you put out. And the extras you give come back. So, I'm years now, really, really, truly years now into creating my heart out with writing work and business content. I had a huge learning curve with the computer to begin with, as I've talked about before, but I've been helping and contributing to do my best and do everything to my best abilities. And just like in my past business, I trust that the hard work and helpful giving will eventually pan out and the money will follow. So how do you look at the money part of doing business? Is it all about the money for you? Or is it all about the work, like for me? I've said it before, I'm the weird ducky who loves to work. In truth, I don't think any boss could ever push me as hard as I push myself. And I'm no quitter, but you know, sometimes I worry, if I'm going to be honest, if I can monetarily be as successful as writing, with writing rather, as I need to be. And for now, I'm continuing and I'm going to continue to do the best I can, as always. Well, I'll talk to you soon. Think about it from your perspective. And I'll talk to you soon. And don't forget to get out there and mix, sizzle, and shake your business with your best work every day. Thanks for checking out this Right Mix for Business presentation. Remember, if you need to bling your blog, or you need help with any content assets for your business, write Mix for Business. Yep!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.